not mostly poor and black, but Bush countered, quote, the storm didn't discriminate and neither will the recovery effort. At a New Orleans hospital evacuated more than a week ago, surrounded by floodwaters, many apparently did not make it out alive. A state health official says 45 bodies were found at Memorial Medical Center, the bodies those of patients. Louisiana state officials say 16 of the region's 25 major wastewater treatment plants are up and running again after being knocked out by Katrina. Officials also say they expect to get more temporary pumps into operation for the continuing effort to drain out the floodwaters, about 50% of New Orleans still underwater. With hundreds of thousands of children forced from their homes by Katrina, the U.S. Secretary of Education is working on a plan to get them educated wherever they may be. Margaret Spelling says as many as 330,000 students have had to flee the Gulf Coast. She's been given the job of drafting the relief plan to help states cope with and pay for that unexpected influx of new students. Spelling says she cannot discuss details of the draft plan, but she says she'll likely have to ask Congress for unprecedented authority to waive certain federal statutes to ease pressure on states. Michael Brown resigned today as director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Brown had come under fire over the federal response to Katrina. He was called back to Washington last week, replaced as the head of the on-site federal relief and recovery effort. Brown says he's making the move, quote, in the best interest of the agency, in the best interest of the president. The White House has picked a top FEMA official with 3 decades of firefighting experience as his replacement. R. David Paulison, head of FEMA's Emergency Preparedness Force, is being selected to take over the agency. As Tropical Storm Ophelia is lurking off the coast, South Carolina's governor calling for voluntary evacuations of low-lying areas. The order affects barrier islands and property along the ocean and near rivers and streams. The call extended to all mobile homes in areas prone to flooding throughout coastal counties. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be held responsible.
What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Randy Rhodes.
Compassionate conservative? You're not supposed to be conservative with compassion. And disaster planning doesn't mean your planning is a disaster. Somebody has to explain this to him. I don't think he's bright enough. Either that, or he's really stinking smart, and this is all intended to clear out the coastline so that they can have developers in there and turn Louisiana into a red state forever.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Out of the night come two new voices of freedom. Hello, America. My name is Paul Rykoff. Along with Anthony LaPay, I'll be filling in for Mike Malloy tonight and tomorrow night. Anthony's going to be live in Lake Charles, Louisiana, doing some gonzo reporting, covering the Katrina disaster. He's deep in there and he's going to have a lot to talk about. Anthony, you with us now, man?
Hey, Paul. What's happening?
Great, great, great. So we're good to go. Bear with us. This is really going to try to connect some dots that haven't been done before. We're going to bring you live the story from where it's happening. Air America's given us a shot to shake things up a little bit, and we're going to do our best to fill in for Malloy. We want to add a new, abrasive, young, angry voice to the American dialogue. Not that there aren't enough of them already here at Air America, but we're two new ones, and we're going to try to bring it to you. As I said, Anthony's going to be live from Louisiana, audio from inside the disaster. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Michael Brown, the director of FEMA, finally stepping down. Unfortunately, it took him stepping down. Bush couldn't fire him. It would have been nice if Bush set some history here and actually fired someone for once, but that didn't happen. So we're going to talk about that. John Roberts' testimony today before Congress, plenty to talk about there. And later on, we're going to have Gideon Yago from MTV. We're going to talk to him about media coverage in Iraq, music's response to the war, and Bush, Green Day's video, and the MTV benefit that came off a few nights ago. And also talk about Kanye West controversial comments. Really what I want to get down to is, where is the voice of music in this dialogue in America? Why aren't they speaking up about Iraq? Why aren't they involved in what's going on in foreign policy? Where are the days of Vietnam when we had massive concerts and the musicians were stepping out in front and motivating people? It's just not happening right now. We're going to talk to Gideon Yago about that. Tomorrow we've got a jam-packed show. We're going to have Member of Parliament from Britain, George Galloway, who's going to be dueling with Christopher Hitchens in a dialogue this week in New York City. That's going to be hot. We're going to get Galloway to come on and talk about his position. And also, Governor Jesse Ventura, a guy you don't hear much from anymore. He's the former independent governor from Minnesota, former Navy SEAL, always opinionated and always cracking skulls on the airwaves. We're going to get Jesse Ventura on to talk about his view of Katrina, of Iraq, of Bush, of everything that's going on right now. And also we're going to have Senator Max Cleland on, former senator from Georgia, Vietnam veteran, vocal critic of the Bush policy, and former head of the VA. So we're going to get him to come on and talk about veterans issues as well, and he's always great. So we're going to get these guys on tomorrow. Stick around. We're going to have a jam-packed show. We're going to start out by introducing ourselves, since most of you don't know who we are. We've been around Air America a little bit for the last year, but this is our first big shot. So I'm going to start off. I'm Paul Rykoff. I'm the head of an activist organization of Iraq veterans called Operation Truth. For me, this show is just taking activism to the airwaves, man. We're taking it to the next level. We got pissed off that veterans weren't involved in the dialogue. When I came back from Iraq, nobody was talking about it. So Air America was nice enough to give me a shot, get me a chance to start talking about the issues. And they've let other Iraq veterans get on the air and talk about Iraq, challenge the Bush administration, challenge government on what the heck we're doing over there and where it's going. I really feel like veterans are the voice to help guide America through these troubled times when our president obviously can't. So Air America was nice enough to give me a shot, and now we're going to fill in for Mike Malloy. And Anthony LaPay, are you still with us down there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, man. I'm going to hand it over to you. Why don't you introduce yourselves? Let them know who we are.
Well, Paul's the angry soldier. I'm an angry journalist. I used to write for the New York Times and other bastions of deception and left that world about 5 years ago to hook up with an operation called the Guerrilla News Network. Currently, I'm the executive editor of our website. Some of you guys may know us as the people who did the video for Eminem's Mosh, which came out right before the election last year. But we're also a documentary film production company and a citizen journalism website. The URL for that is GNN.TV. We have a network of about 6,000 bloggers. Paul and I go way back. We were actually in Iraq around the same time where I was producing a documentary called Battleground, which aired on Showtime earlier this summer. And when I got back from Iraq, it really changed my way of looking at things, and I became really involved in covering soldiers' issues and veterans' issues. And I hooked up with Operation Truth. We worked on a bunch of stories together. And that was great. Paul and I, we disagree about a lot. You'll see he likes Guns and Metallica, for instance. I hate Guns and like The Clash. But we agree on one thing, and that's the public isn't getting the truth about Iraq and other important issues like what's really going on down in Louisiana here that affect from the mainstream media. So I'm psyched and honored to be on the show with him tonight.
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, we're trying to shake things up a little bit, and we're new to this, so hang with us, but we're definitely going to try to bring you stuff you're not hearing anywhere else. Anthony's really plugged into the blogger network that's really evolving around the world, and it tries to bring fresh stories that the mainstream media is not going to bring you. He's going to talk about some of those that are coming live from Louisiana later in the show. We're really going to dig into it and give Anthony a chance to talk about what's really happening down in Louisiana. But next, I want to shift to something that Anthony and I came up with called Honor the Fallen. Really, the bottom line with Iraq is that it's not a big enough story in this country. I think it's one of the top, probably two issues facing America right now. Katrina's bumped up on the radar now and will for a while now, but Iraq is a huge foreign policy decision that this country is not even aware of in large part. People are living life uninterrupted. They haven't been asked to sacrifice, and a small group of people continue to sacrifice again and again. I served in Iraq, and when I came home, I was so pissed off to see that the guys who were dying weren't even getting front page notice. And the mainstream media would rather have it fall off to page A12. And as long as I'm on this radio, whenever Anthony and I are together, we want to put what we think is America's primary challenge out in front. It's not a pro-war stance. It's not an anti-war stance. It's just what we think is some of the most important news facing Americans today. So when I read these names every time we're on the air, take a minute and think about them. That's all I'm asking you to do. Take the information, just let it digest, and think about these people and understand that they're halfway around the world, living and dying, getting their butts shot off in America's names, regardless of how you feel about this decision to go to war. It's going on over there, and I just want people to take pause and think about them for a second. So we're going to read the information that's the latest casualties figures as released by the Department of Defense. So without further ado, this is going to be our first installment of Honor the Fallen. The Department of Defense announced today the death of a soldier who was supporting Operation Iraqi Freedom. Specialist Jeffrey A. Williams, 20 years old, of Warren, Illinois, died on September 5, 2005, in Talifar, Iraq, where an improvised explosive device detonated near his combat patrol. Williams was assigned to Support Squadron 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, Fort Carson, Colorado. There are two others released by the Department of Defense in the last couple of days. They've also announced today the death of two soldiers who were supporting Operation Iraqi Freedom. They died on September 6 in Baghdad, Iraq, where an improvised explosive device detonated near their Humvee, causing it to roll over. Both soldiers were assigned to Brigade Troops Battalion, Division Support Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, Fort Stewart, Georgia. Killed were Staff Sergeant Jude R. Jonas, 27 years old, of Miami, Florida, and Sergeant Franklin R. Valorio, 26 years old, of Miami, Florida. If you want to find this stuff out, it's on the Department of Defense website. It's released every couple of days, and I think it's some of the important news coming out of some of the most important news coming out of our country's government every single day, and I think we have an obligation to know who these people are and where they're coming from. Anthony, what's your take on it, man?
I think it's important. You know, you can disagree about this war, but you have to face the fact that people are dying in our name, as you say, and it's important for us to know who these people are and know the sacrifice that they're making.
Yeah, I just can't extend enough how I know it stresses me out when I was in Iraq and I came home and saw that these guys were really off the radar. And if you walk around the streets of Manhattan, you walk around the streets of Boston, you walk around the streets of Los Angeles, you look around and ask yourself, do we look like a country at war? And also, I think we need to start asking ourselves, are we safer? I think the false advertising of the Bush administration is finally starting to wear out. People recognize that it's 4 years after 9/11. We are not safer. That lie is coming apart at the seams in a big way as a result of Katrina. I mean, it's unfortunate that it took Katrina to reveal that to the American population, but the fact is that we're overextended. Our military is weakened. The world hates us, and George Bush is to blame. The buck stops with him. I learned as a combat leader that I was responsible for everything my unit did and everything they failed to do. The buck stopped with me. Anthony learned that running his business. Anyone who's run anything understands that. And I think we need to really force these people to be accountable in government. And this radio show will be a start. We're going to go to your calls later on. And we encourage you to call us at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. We're going to take your calls and what we've learned and what we're talking about. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for you on the Mike Malloy Show on Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859. Offer not available in Nevada.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-600-2113 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-600-2113. That's 1-800-600-2113.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Back on the Mike Malloy Show, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for the great Mike Malloy. Happy to have you with us. Yesterday marked the anniversary of September 11th. It's been 4 years since we were hit in New York City and Washington, D.C., and we don't want folks to forget that. I think, you know, Katrina's obviously dominating the conversation, but Anthony and I thought we'd talk a little bit about what happened on 9/11 and where are we now. I think that's where I really want to talk about. It's 4 years later. We still don't have Osama bin Laden. I think that's what we really need to hold Bush accountable to. We need to start to extend and demand accountability in this government. And I think it all starts with 9/11. And I was there 4 years ago. I was at Ground Zero participating in the rescue effort. Some of you listening tonight, you may have been there as well. We were all obviously affected. But Anthony and I kind of feel like we've taken this thing full circle from the time 9/11 started all the way to what was going on in Afghanistan, all the way to Iraq, and now back in the U.S. when we deal with Katrina. They're all intertwined. And I think that we need to remember that. I was sent to Iraq because of 9/11. That's what they told me. And there was a connection there, and that there was weapons of mass destruction there, all of which was crap now. We know that. And we're not safer. The world is pissed off at us. We fueled a global jihad. And I have this little thing that I call the Gremlins theory. I think we need to think about Iraq in this way. Are you making more than you're killing? Look at it in a business perspective, right? Bush is supposed to be a business guy. Are we making money or are we losing money? And I think when it comes down to the war on terror, are we making more than we're killing? And the answer is no. I think that, think about the movie Gremlins, right? And you've got this guy who's always told, don't pour water on the gremlins because they'll multiply. Every time a guy kicks a door in Baghdad, every time somebody drops a bomb in Ramadi, we're making more of these bad guys who want to kill Americans. Bad guys, whatever you want to call them, jihadists. The bottom line is we're not winning. And by every metric you look to for success, whether it's electric production, whether it's oil production, whether it's security, even Chuck Hagel and Henry Kissinger are smelling this now, that we are not winning. And I think we always need to hold them to task on that. We talk a lot about whether or not they lied. Let's start talking about whether or not it works, because I think that's where we can really start to get to people in this country, because now they're awake. Cindy Sheehan, Pat Tillman, what's going on with Katrina, these things are finally building up, and people are recognizing that we're on the wrong course. Anthony, you still down there, brother?
I'm here. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I always point people to when I talk about Iraq and 9/11 is Paul O'Neill, the former Secretary Secretary of the Treasury, wrote about this. You know, Bush took something like $800 million without Congress's approval and relocated that money to Iraq. He took special forces guys, he took weapons, he took drones, and he moved those to the battle in Iraq, and basically turned Afghanistan into this, you know, essentially Mickey Mouse operation. We already have 10,000 troops there now, chasing ghosts in the mountains. You know, the war on terror is a sham, and the people need to wake up to that. The goal was never to find Osama bin Laden. We let him go in the hills of Tora Bora, and it's a shame that maybe something like Katrina is finally going to wake people up to that.
Well, I get emails from guys on our website, OperationTruth.org, is where we try to stay in communicado with the guys who are in Iraq and Afghanistan. One of the jokes that goes around within the military is they start calling it Forgetistan, or Who Gives a Stand, because they feel like America back home doesn't even realize they're there anymore. We've taken the eye off the ball. I think that's the bottom line when it comes to Afghanistan. We've taken basically every active duty division in the military and devoted those resources to Iraq. And in the meantime, we haven't even been able to hold down Afghanistan. So I think by any metric, if you had a job and you were assigned two major tasks, like Bush was, Afghanistan and Iraq, and if after 4+ years, one is incomplete and one is in total peril, I think you're fired. I think that you're gone. I think you're replaced and somebody new comes in. But that level of accountability hasn't happened. I think that's what we need to start demanding from the American people. And Anthony, you know, you were in the area around 9/11. Give me your 9/11 experience and how it took you to Iraq.
Yeah, I mean, every New Yorker has their own story. It was you know, one of those incredibly surreal experiences. The plane literally flew about 500 yards above my apartment. The rumble of the jets woke me up. I thought I was having a nightmare, actually. When I heard people screaming on the street, I woke up shortly after the second plane hit. I hit the ground and was actually faced, and we've spoken about this, Paul, with this incredible moral dilemma, this journalistic dilemma of whether I go down there to Ground Zero,
right,
and try to insert myself in there and try to, you know, report and really get as close as I can. And I made this decision not to, because I knew that it was a limited space, and that, you know, my eyes and ears were not needed down there. I knew I didn't have any paramedic skills. I couldn't help. But you went down there. I mean, you're humble. You don't really, I know you don't like talking about this much. But you went down there. You're working on the pile, you know, for how long?
I was down there for about, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks. You know, a lot of us were. When you got down there that first night, it was the best of America at work. I mean, I remember being on the pile, standing next to an electrician and next to a fireman and next to a doctor, and everybody was just trying to chip in. I mean, it wasn't about race, it wasn't about politics, it wasn't about class, it was about helping each other out. And that is what will always stick with me about 9/11. I mean, I remember the horror stories, and I remember the carnage, and just the awe of realizing the scope of what had happened. And you know, I wanted payback. I think we all did. There was hell to pay. And I remember walking down from Canal Street downtown in Manhattan in my uniform with a couple of other guys who were in the New York National Guard, and somebody saying, go get them, get them for what they did to us. And I'm thinking, hell yeah, that's what we're going to do, man. We're going to bring the fury. But this is not where we should have brought it. This is not where we should have gone. And I think we're dangerously off course now. And we, as Americans, have to do everything we can to pull it back on track. And I think the media is a big part of it, Anthony.
Yep. It's dangerous. And it's, you know, the analogy, ironically, Iraq could turn out to be our Afghanistan. And when I say Afghanistan, I'm talking about it in the Soviet sense of the word. It was the wrong war for the USSR. It depleted their forces. It caused massive morale problems within their military. It made them a pariah around the world. Remember, they were banned from the Olympics.
Yep.
And the bottom line was it kick-started a global jihad against the Russians. And that's what we have done, and that is a dangerous position we're in right now.
Bring you down. Catch you feeling good. Someone
this is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
With all they really want is to take your place. Well, some might want to hold.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
When you're weary,
in times of trouble,
feeling small,
in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help.
Like a bridge over trouble.
Donate online at www.redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW to help victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dogs off my lawn?
Different show.
Damn it, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and if you're like me, you spend your day in abject fear of being fired. You turn pale every time one of your bosses comes into the office. You get paranoid and jealous every time one of your coworkers does something right. You soil yourself whenever someone says, wow, Mark Riley's doing much better than you. On Tuesday's Morning Sedition, we'll talk with an expert about how to avoid being fired. Prevent that pink slip with me and Mark, Tuesday.
We're back, Paul Rykoff, live in the tower that is Air America, Mission Control in New York City. Anthony LaPay, deep behind the lines in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's going to be down there all night giving us the real deal about what's happening in Louisiana as a result of Hurricane Katrina. I'm holding the fort down back here. We're going to go to your calls in a little while. Gideon Yeago from MTV is going to be with us in the next hour to talk about a multitude of different issues. So today, Brown goes down. I mean, that's one of the big news items. Brown, who's the head of FEMA, who shocked the nation by first denying the problems and then started blaming local officials, state officials, the ice cream man, and just about anyone else who was around, admitting that at one point he's unaware that 20,000 evacuees were stranded in New Orleans Convention Center 24 hours after it was on the news. People had to say to him on the air, dude, have you looked at the news? What do you mean you don't know? How can you be so out of touch? And Anthony and I have been kind of familiar with this, having been in Iraq. It looked real, real familiar to what we were dealing with regard to the administration on Iraq. But this time it's on our soil. And you know, everybody around America is outraged, and we should be. And what we get from Bush is the same talking points. Listen to them, man. They sound a lot like the talking points we're hearing about Iraq. You know, they keep saying the same stuff. This is what Bush had to say today about what's going on down there.
There's a lot of information floating around that will be analyzed in an objective way. And that's important. It's important for the people of this country to understand that all of us want to learn lessons. And if there were to be a biological attack of some kind, we've got to make sure we understand the lessons learned to be able to deal with catastrophe.
Learned lessons. Why should we trust you, President Bush? Why should we trust you? Learn lessons. What lessons have we learned so far? We've learned the lessons. You haven't learned lessons. When are you going to show us that there will be some level of accountability? I mean, it's ridiculous when we continue to say, now there'll be accountability. We'll get to it in a little while. There's no time for that right now. We've been saying that about Iraq for 5 years, for 4 years, 3 years, however long we've been over there. But the point is this. There is no accountability, and I'm not sure that you're going to create it, Mr. Bush. I'm not sure that you're going to hold people accountable. The only one who's been fired in your administration that I know of is Chris Smith, who is a congressman from New Jersey who took you on regarding the VA. He started fighting for Iraq veterans. He started fighting for Afghanistan veterans, and he was fired and replaced by Stephen Bouyers from Indiana, one of your cronies who can go down there and execute your policy the way you like it. If anybody tries to butt heads with you, they're gone. I mean, Anthony, you're down there. You're in the stuff down there. I mean, what do you think about what's going on with this man?
Yeah, I mean, you know, while the other government officials have been, have left, you know, like these people in the Army who blew the whistle on Halliburton or FBI whistleblowers, they've been forced out. But you're right. There is no accountability in this administration, and you know, we'll talk about it in a minute. I saw it firsthand down here. It's a pretty bad scene, reminiscent in a lot of ways of driving into Baghdad. It was pretty surreal driving in, you know, these empty freeway overpasses into this, you know, looking like a bombed out city, seeing how little control that this government has over what's going on down there.
This is that you're listening to Anthony LaPay, who's live in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm in New York. I'm Paul Rykoff. We're streaming online at airamericaradio.com. Anthony, I want to dig into this. I want to give our listeners some real feel and taste and smell about what's going on down there. I mean, get into that. Tell us, what was it like when you first came in New Orleans, that first day?
Well, you know what? You actually have to start outside of New Orleans. There's literally about a million, whether you call them evacuees, refugees, or exiles, as Cornel West calls them in a great new piece, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But they're stretched out all over the South. People staying in hotels, in these FEMA camps, in churches. As we drove in from Houston along the I-10 corridor, every hotel and motel was packed with people creating their own little communities with dogs and cats and teenagers, and people are smoking pot and having sex in the back, and it's a whole scene down here, Paul. So as you drive in, you get, and those people were the lucky ones, the ones who have cars, who can afford, you know, an $80 a night hotel room for their family. But as you get closer in, you realize that there were a lot of people left behind. And those people left behind, as Cornel West says in a great new piece that someone just posted up on GNN, actually, these people are exiles from the city, but they were exiles from the nation before that happened. And the local government and the state government and the federal government literally left them there to die. You know, you come in there, and there's just whole areas of the city. As we drove in, we ended up down in this neighborhood called Algiers, which didn't get flooded at all,
right,
but is right south of the Mississippi from downtown. And you drive into downtown, it was totally surreal. The first thing we do, we drove into downtown, there's a Scientology massage tent.
What?
In the middle of it.
Hold on. There's a Scientology massage tent?
Well, they don't actually call it a massage. They call it an assist. And they have all of their cutest girls, like 22-year-old girls in little yellow T-shirts, and you can go up there, and they'll give you this kind of like the weakest massage you've ever gotten in your life. And they'll do it. It's really bizarre. They'll keep
getting... How many of these did you get, man, really?
I got one, but the weird thing was, they'll keep giving you this quote unquote assist until you tell them to stop. And I didn't realize that. And I kept going on. It was like 20 minutes in. I'm going, how long is this going to go on? And the woman goes, the book says, I'll do it until you've reached, a point of bliss or where clear or whatever they call it. And some other freak whooped out I did call him a freak. No, I hope no Scientology lawyers start calling the station here. But this guy whips out a book and reads, like, verbatim what, I guess L. Ron Hubbard had to say about the whole process. Anyway, it's this whole scene in downtown, I was going to call it Baghdad, downtown New Orleans, that it's like the Green Zone. It's a joke. There's 1,000 people with machine guns walking around. I don't know who they're protecting what from. It's like they're protecting it from each other. All concentrated in this one area downtown. There's huge amounts of reconstruction going on already. Right now, I crossed the river into Algiers, which is right across the Crescent City Bridge, and I'm going to talk about the Crescent City Bridge, which turned out to be a key point of access denied, actually, for a lot of people. A story that just broke today, which I had heard about as well. But when you go over into Algiers, and it didn't really get hit by the hurricane, and that's one of the things that is actually a misconception that I think a lot of people have watching the news. The hurricane itself didn't really do much damage to most of the western part of the city, or most of the downtown part of the city. There's most buildings have their windows intact. Some buildings had fallen, but really it was a major flood followed by a complete breakdown of the social order, and that's what happened.
You touch on something that I want to dig into, yeah. Anthony, and we talked about this a little bit off air, but there's a huge class issue here that I think the mainstream media is starting to dig into, but they're still dancing around it. I mean, this is a city where nearly 100,000 people had no cars, had absolutely no personal transportation. They were dependent upon public transportation to get anywhere,
yeah.
And the government failed them. FEMA failed them. The state government, local government, federal government, they all failed them. I'm going to point fingers in a number of directions. I don't have enough fingers to point all the directions where these people need to be held accountable. But talk about the class issue. Talk about what's really going on down there with regard to that.
The average adult income in some of the parishes of the city of New Orleans is $8,000 a year. That's how poor this city is. It's
wow.
About 68% black. And those poor people were literally left there to die by the local government. The pissed off people that I talk to blame the police chief, they blame the governor, and they blame the mayor. I mean, I hate to be agreeing with the administration, but most people were really pissed off at the local officials, because they said, the local officials knew better. They knew what was coming, and they did nothing to help them. And it's a shame, but that's the story. And, a story that just broke on the New York Times, it broke on the blogosphere a couple days ago. Some paramedics from San Francisco who were stuck at the convention center told the story of not being allowed to cross the Crescent City Bridge, what I was just talking about. They were stuck at the convention center, and the local police city officials from the parishes south of New Orleans, the white parishes, the home of David Duke, I kid you not, said, we don't want those people to come seek refuge in our neighborhoods. And they literally locked down this bridge. And these people were stuck in that mayhem of the convention center. And another bridge on the other side of the city, people were airlifted out of the water and then left on an overpass for 8 days with no water. People were dying literally on a freeway on another part of the city.
This is absolutely outrageous. If you're not ticked off by this, you don't have a pulse. I mean, the reality is that these folks were left there. And Anthony LaPay, that's who you're listening to. He's my co-host for this evening, live from Lake Charles, Louisiana. We want to hear what your take is on this. We want to hear what Katrina showed you about the country. 866-303-2270. These people were left there. I mean, that's the bottom line. They were abandoned. Anthony LaPay is down there. Even Geraldo Rivera is pissed off at this point. I mean, if Geraldo's down there crying and holding babies up in front of cameras, there's nowhere to run from this. And I give the media a little bit of credit. I'm not usually one to give them credit. But at this point, I mean, you got to give them credit for finally showing their teeth and digging in on this. And we can't let it up. Keep the pressure on. We've got these guys on the ropes, and we need to keep pounding on them. And we're going to give you a chance to do that when we come back on Air America Radio. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Larry King here to tell you about a delicious new way to get more from your vitamin C. New Ester C Soft Chews. The advanced protection of Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites, in a soft chew you're gonna love. With a great orange taste. I have to remind myself they're good for me. So, do what I do. Get delicious new Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester C Soft Chews at Walgreens, The Vitamin Shoppe, and drugstore.com.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough, Lumitol AC. Appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto, green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia. So you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from thvitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's thvitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out thvitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay back on Air America, filling in for Mike Malloy. I'm high atop Starship Air America here in New York City. Anthony's deep in hurricane territory in the city of something, Charles, Louisiana. Where are you again, man? Give us an idea of how far that is from New Orleans.
Lake Charles, it's sort of like across a bayou and a couple swamps. and I think I'm about 120 miles out. It was tough getting out of here. A lot of people were trying to get back in. Certain areas were being opened up, so there was like apocalyptic traffic jams. I mean, like 10-mile long traffic jams going in the other direction, and you have to go through a whole series of checkpoints to get in. And it really is, I have to say, it starts really feeling like, you know, an occupied country.
All right, we're going to continue to talk to Anthony LaPay in Louisiana. We're going to go to your calls now. If you're ticked off, it's 9/11, and yesterday the administration used the anniversary to have their little freedom walk extravaganza. We're going to talk about that a little later on, but we're talking right now about Katrina, and we're going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Rocco in Rosendale. Rocco, you there, man? On line 5.
Hello.
Rocco, how you doing, man?
Thanks a lot for taking my call, first of all, and glad to hear you guys on there.
Thanks, man.
You know, Katrina is the same thing as 9/11, and it's the same thing that this administration has been pulling all along. They're trying to get rid of the middle class, okay? The way that they're doing it, divide and conquer, just like always. It's the oldest trick in the book, and it generally works.
Right, and these guys, the Republicans are good at this. We know that. They divide and conquer. That's how they operate. Rocco, you're from the New York area. I mean, you know, this is 9/11. A couple days ago was the anniversary. How do you feel being from the New York area when you hear 9/11 often used for propaganda purposes?
Well,
really?
First of all, people often call me, think that I'm crazy, but I think that due to the relationship that the Bush administration has with the Prince of Saudi Arabia, and the fact that the people who bombed the World Trade Center were Saudi citizens, the reason that Osama gives for them attacking us was that we had our troops in their holy city. Everything points to me that this whole thing is a plot. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel about it.
Hey, don't be sorry, man. I mean, it's about time. You know, we're trying to give people, ordinary people, the power to use these airwaves. That's what me and Anthony want to do, is really try to involve the callers. And there are a lot of pissed off people around this country, and we need to start organizing, and we need to start, you know, using that energy in a positive way. Anthony, you're down in Louisiana. What do you think about what Rocco had to say?
Well, you know, actually just going back to what he's talking about, you know, 9/11 being a plot, it's a conspiracy theory that there's a whole cottage industry about, and it's something I've actually written about. And it's, you know, when you actually start to look at a lot of the evidence, I don't think the Bush administration was behind 9/11, like, or it was some kind of plot with the Saudis or anything like that. But what do we really know about, you know, the hijackers? Who is really funding them? Just recently a report called a congressman came out and exposed that there was a secret military program called Able Danger that had been tracking Mohammed Atta a whole full year before, you know, he got a visa to come back into the United States to take flight lessons at a sketchy little flight school that had been long-time connections to the CIA in Venice, Florida. So there's a lot of unanswered questions out there, and I hope, you know, if we get back on here, we can start talking about some of those unanswered questions. I think it's a really good point to raise, and I appreciate the caller calling in.
No, I think you're right, and with Bush talking about lessons learned from Katrina, we still haven't even learned the lessons from 9/11. The Bush administration resisted the 9/11 commission. They didn't even want it to happen, and that's just unprecedented. The idea that they wouldn't want to get to the bottom of what happened there, makes you wonder. We're going to go to another caller now. We're going to go to Marianne on line 3. Marianne, you there?
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well.
I'm from New Orleans. I was a kid in 1965 when Hurricane Betsy hit. And I know as an adult now that certain areas of New Orleans by design was created and developed to flood, and one area being the Night Ward, which is where a lot of poor African Americans have lived and continue to live, and lived in 1965. I remember as a child seeing people coming from that area walking out of the Night Ward past my house, which is several miles away, looking like zombies. It was a frightening memory, and it continues to be. And to be here and to know that my family is there is very difficult. But I think what I find most frustrating is that people are trying to blame the current mayor or the current mayor and the current governor for what has happened. But the design to flood that area was there in 1965 by the mayor, then Spiro. The Metairie area, that you talked about, David Duke's area, I am not surprised if they closed the bridges and they closed the roadways and would not let people in. I mean, people in Louisiana, in New Orleans, know David Duke says, we don't want black people in our neighborhoods, don't come.
Right, right.
He's very vocal about that.
Marianne, we're coming up on a break, and I thank you for the call. I think the bottom line is it's always different when it's personal, and you've been down there, you live there. I'm from New York. Anthony's from New York. It's a lot different when this stuff is happening in your backyard. In the next hour, we're going to go to Gideon Yago, talk a little bit about Roberts, and take your calls on Air America Radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lope. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
After 9/11, the White House and congressional Republicans tried to limit investigations into that disaster. After Hurricane Katrina, they're trying to do the same, but in a more savvy manner. Bush says he'll look into what went wrong, and the congressional Republicans have called for an investigation that will have more Republicans than Democrats on it. The Republicans in the White House have ignored calls for an independent investigation. In defending their investigation, the Republicans point to the congressional committee that looked into the Iran-Contra scandal. That committee did have more Democrats than Republicans, but back then the target was a Republican administration. In the present case, the Republicans are claiming that they can adequately investigate the leader of their own party and not let politics interfere. Come on, does anyone believe that? Of course not. And that's why any investigation that is not independent and truly bipartisan is likely to lead to cover-up, not accountability. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, that sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
The car's packed and we're ready to go.
Hold on. Let's leave in a couple of hours. AccuWeather.com is forecasting some pretty nasty weather ahead. Look.
Planning a trip? Be prepared for the weather on the way. Consult the world's weather authority.
AccuWeather.com.
Severe weather watches and warnings.
AccuWeather.com.
15-day and hour-by-hour forecast.
ACCUweather.com.
Even localized golf and marine weather data.
AccuWeather.com.
Be prepared. Log on to AccuWeather.com. The best weather on the web.
I love old homes and homes with character.
I don't know the terms. I get lost in the process.
Title closings.
Contingency clause.
Who does it? Who do I call? I have no idea.
Making the decision to buy my home, I immediately called a realtor.
To me, the realtor R stands for trust.
If you're looking to buy a home, you need someone with expertise to help you. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
My realtor's my partner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Restoring the power in Los Angeles, officials in L.A. say a worker apparently inadvertently cut a power cable, sending L.A. into a massive power outage today. Fire officials said there were reports of people stuck in elevators, traffic snarled at intersections throughout the city. The outage at one point covered an area from downtown L.A. to the coast and north into the San Fernando Valley. And city officials say police officers were on full tactical alert. Sources in the Bush administration say the replacement for outgoing FEMA chief Michael Brown has already been picked. Two senior officials say George Bush choosing David Paulison for that job. He's currently head of FEMA's Emergency Preparedness Force. In that role, he's been in charge of a broad range of programs designed to reduce injuries and death due to the disasters. Before joining FEMA, Paulison had 30 years of fire rescue service experience and was chief of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department. Michael Brown announced earlier he was resigning as FEMA director. He was relieved 3 days ago of his role at the head of federal relief efforts along the Gulf Coast. Brown says, quote, "It's never fun being the fall guy." Brown says he resigned in the best interest of his agency. He says he'll accept any blame if it leads to things becoming better for FEMA and Katrina relief. George Bush says he's found a can-do attitude among Katrina's victims on the Gulf Coast, but he's cautioning the road to recovery will be a long one. Bush visited the New Orleans area and Gulfport, Mississippi today. Speaking before he headed back to Washington, Bush told reporters he sees people who are coming together and putting their lives back together. A Louisiana state health official says dozens of bodies were recovered from an abandoned hospital in New Orleans. 45 corpses, those of patients at Memorial Medical Center in the uptown section of the city. The hospital had been evacuated more than a week ago after it was cut off by the floodwaters from Katrina. Supreme Court nominee John Roberts says he does have an idea of the role that judges should play, and he says that role is a limited one. The man nominated to be the nation's next Chief Justice told members of the Senate Judiciary Committee judges are, quote, servants of the law, not the other way around. Republicans told Roberts to follow the example set by other recent nominees to the High Court and to avoid responding to questions on controversial topics. Orrin Hatch of Utah said nominees don't have to spill their guts about whatever a senator wants to know. Democrats, though, say all questions are fair game. A new web posting shows an insurgent group in Iraq has placed a bounty on the heads of Iraq's prime minister, the interior and defense ministers. The posting offered nearly $200,000 to whoever kills them. The group reportedly says the move retaliates for the offensive this weekend along the Syrian border. This is Air America Radio.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done.
The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. Lots going on this week. The Senate convenes the first Supreme Court nomination hearings in 11 years. Bush does another flyover. He gets up close and personal with a lot of soldiers and firemen, but no actual Katrina survivor locals. You know, it's hard to get the stink of contempt out of your presidential seal windbreakers. The Rachel Maddow Show is on it. The headlines, the politics behind the headlines, and the soft white underbelly of the right-wing scheme machine. All coming up on Tuesday's Rachel Maddow Show.
Now, live from New York, here's Paul Rykoff.
Thank you, radio voice guy. Paul Rykoff, live from New York City, filling in for Mike Malloy. I want to thank Mike and all his people for letting me fill in for him tonight. It's an honor. My co-host and partner in crime is Anthony LaPay. He's down in the New Orleans area reporting live from the hurricane zone. If you want some more info on me and on Anthony, you can check out Mike Malloy's page at airamericaradio.com. We're also streaming live there at airamericaradio.com. If you want to join the conversation, we want you to do that. So raise your voice, speak it out, and the number is 866-303-2270. We're trying to add a new edge to Air America, and Anthony and I are appreciating your patience. The board guys here have been awesome, holding our hand. It's a little bit like trying to communicate in Baghdad between me and you, Anthony.
Yeah, it's tricky.
You had another story you wanted to tell folks about before we go to the calls again.
Yeah, I mean, the last call brought up the Ninth Ward. We tried to get over there as close as we could yesterday, you know, before the water got real high. I mean, that water is just is brutal. But I went over there with some local activists who are trying to sort of reclaim their neighborhood. There's a lot of grassroots efforts going on, and that's what I've been covering for the last couple of days. Tomorrow you're going to hear from some of those activists and some of their plans trying to sort of stop the federal takeover of their city. You know, a lot of them are really worried, especially considering the recent Supreme Court rulings on eminent domain. I don't know if you remember that,
right,
but the Supreme Court recently ruled that the government can basically take over your, or a private company can take over your private land if it's deemed in the public interest, meaning it can raise tax revenues or whatever. So a lot of people are worried that areas like the Ninth Ward are basically going to be bulldozed and turned into, you know, yuppie housing, and are not going to be rebuilt for the people. So that woman's fears, the caller's fears, are well-founded.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller to find out some other thoughts from the airwaves. We're going to go to Kat in California on line two. Kat, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Paul and Anthony. I was really hoping to speak with Mike or Janine and Sam, but you guys are all right.
I hope we can do the best we can.
Okay, so I'll try to correspond and connect and dialogue with you guys.
Do it. Go for it.
I just have concerns also about Commander Cuckoo Bananas and his way of conflict resolution. And I think, you know what, I think I live around Buddhist monks, and I'm from California, and we have a lot of monasteries, and I just don't understand. I'm sure there had been a lot of holistic healers and Buddhist monks that would have volunteered to gone into like a coliseum and just hung out. And I don't, you know what? We're not in the caveman days anymore. And this whole macho Bush regime of the perversion in caveman era is just about over. And I'm really getting tired of it. And I just don't understand, you know what? It would have been really cool to have been in going through Hurricane Katrina, and that would have been your first experience with meditation. And, you know, I don't understand what happened to America. We're not advancing. We're going backwards. And I have a couple other things that I'd like to share.
Well, hold on, Anthony. We appreciate your insight. We're going to go to Anthony. Anthony, what do you think about what she has to say? I mean, do we need an army of Buddhist monks rolling into New Orleans right now? Is that going to help us out here?
Well, you know, that's sort of where Paul and I differ here. I'm from Northern California myself there, Kat, and actually I live up near some Buddhist monastery, at least my family does. So I agree. You know, I think there needs to be a whole new just change in consciousness and in way we solve our problems and we solve our conflicts. So anyway,
we don't disagree on that. I agree with you, man. I think
I don't know, Paul. You like your guns, man.
Well, you know what? I do like guns, but I like monks too. And I don't think, you know, let's give the monks the guns and then we can have both. I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'll take anybody getting down there. When it takes the federal government like 2 weeks to respond, I mean, President Bush should have been there day one. Okay, and I remember being at 9/11. And remember, you know, I wasn't a Bush fan then either. But when he showed up, it lifted spirits. We felt like he was in it with us. We felt like he was going to do something. We felt like we were all rallying around the cause. And if you're sitting there in New Orleans the day this hits, and you're seeing, you know, photos of him cutting cake and eating cake with Senator McCain or playing a banjo or whatever ridiculous thing he's doing, it should tick you off. I mean, sometimes the president looks like he wants to host a variety show. He thinks he's like Jay Leno or Arsenio Hall or something. He needs to get down there and show the American people he's with us and he cares. I mean, it took him 2 weeks to finally take a real tour of this place. You saw him today in like some kind of ridiculous Mardi Gras parade, him rolling around in the back of a deuce and a half military vehicle. I mean,
yeah.
Did you see that down there, Anthony? Was he what was he doing?
You know, he was going through the French Quarter, which is basically totally dry. The bars are open. We had a beer there.
So he went down there to get a drink. The first time he goes back to New Orleans is to get a drink?
Well, we had a beer. But, you know, a couple blocks from there, we saw people in hazmat suits going into a nursing home doing who knows what. I mean, we tried to find out. We got totally blown off. The National Guard basically told us to get the hell out of there. You know, the way that they're treating the press down there, it's really hard. It's really difficult to operate, not only because there's no, you know, phones or you know, hotels or places to stay at. Luckily, we hooked up with these amazing two computer geeks who showed up at a place we were staying down in Algiers and hooked us up with an internet connection so I could write my blog.
Did they give you massages?
No, but, you know, and that's the irony, is the only spiritual
that's the only irony?
There, the only spiritual people down there are the creepy Scientologists. The whole place is twisted, you know?
Right. Okay, we're going to go to another caller. You're listening to Air America Radio, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy, and we're going to go to Alan in Miami on line 3. Alan, go ahead, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I like what you're saying. I mean, I like tuning in mostly to Mike's show, etc. And it's important that a lot of these things be said. But I think we're looking here at a long-term dysfunctional political reality of the U.S. Believing that somehow things are going to fix itself. And I see when I say dysfunction, like a dysfunctional family. You know, we know where the republics are, but you know, this is all being aided and abetted by the Democratic Party establishment.
Oh, I agree with you on that, man.
And you know, and I agree with Mike all the way when he calls Clinton the best Republican president we've ever had, because they snuck stuff by us that would have never happened before. And I'm concerned about this because as we see the situation that we're in now, I mean, things are so clear. And during the campaign of 2004, it would have been so easy to stand up there during the debates and talk about the project for the new American century and Enron and Halliburton. I mean, when a group of people who are supposedly fighting for power reserve their best weapons and don't even use them, there's some sort of collaboration going on. I mean, if you have a weapon, you don't use it. You could have been talking about Enron. You could have been talking about all of the failure that...
Oh, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we need an opposition party with some spine. I mean, that's the problem here. John Kerry was a perfect example. What's that?
Are you opposed to the war?
You know, I think, honestly, Anthony and I talk a lot about this. I think that is antiquated talk. I mean, opposed to the war, pro-war, I think that's Bush talk, to be honest with you. And I think that allows all of us to get into the idea that there's an easy solution here and that you have to either be for it or against it. I think the reality is that this thing is so screwed up right now that if we stay, it's going to be bad, and if we leave, it's going to be bad. And I don't think that there's any silver bullet solution. If we pulled out right now, flowers aren't going to grow. I mean, Bush has screwed this thing up so badly that there aren't any good solutions. There are just a few that are less bad. But I think you talked to a good point about the lack of real force in the Democrats. John Kerry, we wanted to see John Kerry reach across the table. We wanted to see him get cranked up. We wanted to see him go for the jugular and show some spine, but he never did. And I think the only thing that's more pathetic than the Republicans' conduct of this war is the inability of the Democrats to take advantage of it. I think it's ridiculous, and I think you're right to ask for change, and I think people around this country are right to ask for change, and we need to start changing the Democratic Party and the third parties and the Republican Party. I mean, these guys have hijacked our government. Anthony, you deal with a lot of activists down there in your work. I mean, what do you think about what he had to say?
Yeah, I mean, it makes a great point. You know, I mean, the Democratic machine down in New Orleans is just as responsible in a lot of ways for the disaster that happened. They, you know, play to the money just like the Republicans do. I was hanging out with a Green Party activist down there, a guy named Malik Rahim, who's become a real strong spokesperson for what's going on. In trying to tell people what's really happening in the neighborhoods that are being neglected, you know, while Bush is doing his drive around, you know, trying to get beads or whatever he's doing, you know, and I think that's the future of parties like, you know, the Green Party and other independent parties, because these two, you know, political parties are completely corrupt beyond redemption, in my opinion.
No, I think you're exactly right, and I think when we get back, we want to talk about the comparison between what's going on in New Orleans and what Anthony and I saw in Iraq. I mean, there are some striking similarities here. And if you want to sound off about that, give us a call as well. But we're going to talk about this because it blows my mind how similar some of the stuff down there looks to Baghdad.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and in Houston, Anthony LaPay.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I want to send you a free tape about my proven system that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Call 1-800-600-8774 and get your life back. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich. Very rich. Call 1-800-600-8774 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Again, that's 1-800-600-8774.
Alarming changes are happening in the food system today. If you eat food, you have to see the future of food. What's the truth about the unlabeled, patented, genetically engineered foods that have quietly filled grocery store shelves for the past decade? The Future of Food, a documentary by Deborah Coons Garcia, offers a startling look at the changes happening in our food system today. Heralded by healthy food activists and screened by grassroots organizations at farms and community centers, The Future of Food is comprehensive yet chilling. For the first time, a film takes an in-depth look at the takeover of our food supply by multinational corporations and the widespread advent of unlabeled, patented, and unregulated genetically modified crops and foods. The film premieres in New York at Film Forum on September 14th. To learn more, visit www.thefutureoffood.com or attend a 6:30 p.m. show to hear more from an expert about the future of food.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy back on Air America Radio, streaming live at airamericaradio.com. Check out Mike Malloy's show page there. You can find out more about us. You can read up on some stuff from Mike and stay in the loop. When we left, we were talking a little bit about Iraq. We started to get into Iraq, and one thing I really want to try to tap Anthony's expertise on is, you know, Ant, you and I were both in Iraq, ironically, at the same time. You were filming over there, and I was there with the 3rd Infantry Division with the invasion, stayed there until about February of 2004. And my guys actually threw you out of a site, right? I mean, you were trying to film at one point, and some of my NCOs, my non-commissioned officers, actually kicked you out of filming while we were down there, right?
Well, luckily, there was a razor wire between the two of us. It was a suicide bombing at the Turkish embassy. This was one of the, really when the suicide bombings first started to kick off in October of 2003. And we had shown up there after the bombing. It was sort of a gruesome scene. There was a van that I guess had been driving behind the suicide bomber. The guy was just actually, ironically, delivering rice. I'll never forget this scene, donated by the United States, and it had these flags and little stickers that said, a gift from the people of the United States, and his blood was splattered all over the back of him. It was just an incredible scene. And then as the scene sort of progressed, a group of like 10-year-old little Saddam files launched this little mini riot.
I remember that.
I guess you sent out the Iraqi police to break them up, and they took down a kid. And we were kind of caught between the rioters, who were all like 12 years old, the Iraqi police with guns and batons, and you guys were training your guns at us from behind the razor wire. I was like, oh, my God. But anyway, yeah, we never met.
I didn't know it was you, man.
Yeah, well.
No, I think you bring up a good point, though. I mean, we were both really in a strange Neverland. I think that's what people really don't understand about the guys who are on the ground in Iraq is it's a 360-degree threat environment. You feel like you're in a fishbowl. And I realized the other day when I was walking down the street in Manhattan that I still look at people's hands when I'm walking down the street. I mean, I spent almost a year in Iraq, and I always had my eyes trained on people's hands to see if they were reaching inside their coat, to see if they're pulling something out of a knapsack, to see if they were behind the wheel of a car or doing something else. And it stayed with me. And it's really strange, you know, over a year later I'm home and I still have these tendencies. But, you know, regardless of how you feel about this war, those guys over there are in such a tough spot, and the journalists too. I mean, I think that has a lot to do with the slanting of the media's coverage right now, is that the security environment has gotten so much worse than from the time you were there.
Yeah, I mean, you really just, very few people are going out on their own and doing the kind of reporting that we were doing, just driving. I mean, I drove a car myself from Baghdad to Crete and back, and people just aren't doing, you know, with no security or anything and a female translator. No one's doing that anymore. It's really difficult to really find out what's going on. You know, you basically, like today, there was a big, another big offensive in the west near the Syrian border, or yesterday, and, you know, they basically issue a press release saying we killed 150 insurgents and, you know, we're making great progress. But how do you really know?
No, that's exactly right. And I think the metrics keep shifting. Senator Chuck Hagel, who's a Vietnam vet and a Republican, has been a vocal critic of the Iraq war and of the Bush doctrine. And I think this is really a sign that things in the administration are starting to come apart at the seams. You know, recently he was on Meet the Press saying by every single metric, which we haven't agreed on, by the way, this thing is failing. And I think one of the key efforts that we need to push to try to get some level of accountability is holding them to a metric. What is it? You can't use body counts on their side or ours. Is it the security situation? They keep changing the goal. And when you're a soldier or when you're an American, it's tough to try to understand when we're done if they keep moving the goalposts back. And I think Bush has gotten away with that for too long. And Hagel's coming out, Kissinger's coming out, in addition to the normal people you see vocally critical of the war in Iraq, from Kucinich to Kerry. But now that these guys on the right are starting to come out, that really gives you an indication of how out of touch with the war in Iraq the Bush administration has become.
You know, Paul, you raise that really good point about the metrics, you know, the goalposts always changing, and that's why I believe that we really need to be pushing for sort of, if not an immediate pullout, a pullout very soon. And that's where we sort of disagree philosophically, is that, you know, without making a dramatic and brave call for a pullout, they will keep moving the goalposts. I always make the analogy to Vietnam. It's exactly the same thing that happened with McNamara and Johnson. They kept changing the goalposts. They kept thinking, if only we had 20 more thousand troops, 50 more thousand troops, 100 more thousand troops, we'll reach some sort of vague, you know, level of security and progress, and we can, you know, withdraw with our, you know, without saving face, which was always this ideal that it cost us 58,000 American lives.
You know, I wish it was as simple as Vietnam. I think that's the thing that I struggle with as a vet, and a lot of the people coming home struggle with, is that the consequences are so much higher over there now. And I talked earlier about how I don't think that there's a silver bullet solution. And I think that's true. And I think we have to get the Bush administration to recognize the realities on the ground. That is the first step. After that, then we can bring everybody from Henry Kissinger to Cindy Sheehan in and advocate and demand an exit strategy. And I think that's where we all agree. An exit strategy is necessary. It's proper in accordance with military doctrine. And know when you're leaving, how many resources to extend, how many people to commit. That is good doctrine. And that's where I think we can hold him to task, because Bush is a failed commander-in-chief. He has failed us. And I think that is where we can really hold him to task. He's driven our military into the ground. More than half the people in Iraq right now are there for a second time. 40% of them are National Guardsmen and reservists. One-third of the Mississippi and Louisiana National Guard are right now in Iraq, and we're not safer. Time to hold him to task for it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff, and in Houston, Anthony LaFay.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massage and gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If you take vitamin E, listen up. This is Larry King to tell you about a different form of vitamin E, Ester E. I take Ester E because it's not like any other vitamin E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body is ready to use it. And because it's all natural, it's readily absorbed. So do what I do. Take Ester E. E-S-T-E-R-E. Advanced protection. Ester protection.
Look for Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Oryx Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Oryx, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time, because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish, so you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
There's actually a town in Texas called New York. Population, 12.
Howdy!
Hi. Now, it's a great town, but it's not the same as the original. Like generic stress formulas that compare themselves to new improved Stress Tabs Advanced. Only Stress Tabs Advanced has Ester C, proven more effective for vitamin C absorption, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress Tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out Stress Tabs Weight and Stress Tabs Energy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Dagnabbit, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. It's back to school week on the Al Franken Show, but that's not the reason why we booked four of America's most fascinating and provocative education experts. No, we've booked these must-listen guests because education is an important issue that affects us all. The fact that it's back to school week is just the icing on the cake. The education guests you've always wanted to interview, but we're too afraid to book. Coming up on the next Franken.
Now, live from New York, here's Paul Rykoff.
Air America Radio, Call in. Give us a call. We're talking about a lot of things, Iraq. We're also talking about what the Democrats have failed to do. One thing Anthony and I are going to continue to do is hold them to task, because I think the only thing more pathetic than the Republican management of this war is the Democrats' inability to politically take advantage of it. So give us a call. The number is 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. Paul Rykoff in New York and Anthony LaPay in Lake Charles, Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans. We're filling in for Mike Malloy. Tomorrow night, we've got a great show lined up. We're going to get former member of Parliament George Galloway. He's going to be battling Christopher Hitchens in New York City this week in a big-time debate over the war in Iraq. He's going to be with us tomorrow. Also, Governor Jesse Ventura, former Navy SEAL, former governor of Minnesota, vocal independent, probably one of the only high-profile independent politicians or former politicians out there. And he's always got something to say. You don't want to miss that. And also Senator Max Cleland, Vietnam vet, did a lot of talking for Senator Kerry on Iraq issues and veterans issues throughout the campaign. So you want to stick around and check that out tomorrow night on Air America Radio. Again, the call-in number is 866-303-2270 if you want to join the conversation. Before we left the break, Anthony, we were talking a little bit about how the Democrats have failed. And I think, you know, watching them wiggle and waggle and squeam underneath the latest news out of Iraq is really, in my opinion, pretty pathetic. You know, you and I are kind of outside the box thinking guys when it comes to the two-party system. But, I mean, what do you really think what do they need to do, man? I mean, what are some suggestions on what these guys can actually get done?
Well, you know, then this is where I guess we disagree. I think they need to be brave and come out and say we need to pull out as soon as possible. We need to disengage from the Iraq conflict. They need to build on this incredible momentum that Cindy Sheehan has created. I mean, we both have our problems with some of the way that she's, the way they spun that whole campaign, but it was incredibly effective. I mean, I met people down in New Orleans who never were activists before. A guy who had worked in the computer industry went to Camp Casey, became politically charged, and then they moved a whole contingent to New Orleans to help the hurricane victims out of Camp Casey. And this was a guy who basically worked in computer programming because she believed in something, and that's why people believe in her, and that's why people believed in Howard Dean, and that's why so few people get motivated to actually do something to take part in our democracy with the clowns that we have in the Democratic Party today.
No, I think you're right. I just think that Cindy Sheehan was an important breach element. I talked about this the other day with Rachel Maddow on the air, and I think that that's the way we need to look at the opposition to Bush, is as a coordinated campaign. She's the first one. She's so critical because for the first time in this country, really, she's made it visceral. She's made it personal. She's a face on the loss that is associated with this war, and I think that's absolutely critical. The question is, how do we take it to the next step? And I think part of that is devising an exit strategy. You can't just have Kucinich and the people who are associated with the way far left out there advocating for an exit strategy. I mean, advocating for an immediate pullout and advocating for an exit strategy aren't the same things, but they can work together here. I mean, I think you and I both want these guys home as soon as possible. The question is, how do we sit down and find the most responsible and the most realistic way to do it? And I think when Cindy Sheehan runs out there, it's great that she started the dialogue. But when she says bring them home right now, it's just not realistic. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think we need to work in realistic terms militarily about how to get them home as soon as possible. I want that as much as everyone does. And we're going to go to Mary in Connecticut right now on line one. She's calling in and is going to talk to us a little bit about how she's disgusted by the Republicans' response to Iraq. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I absolutely am totally disgusted with the Democratic response to the war. I think that they've really laid down and lost whatever they had of the signs prior to the war. I don't know what it's going to take to fix that. I'm very frustrated as an American who continues to write and write and write to both senators and representatives. And at best, if you even do get a reply, all you get is a form letter that has certainly been engineered by staff members. I think that's a huge problem, and I'm really sick of seeing those that we would expect to rise to the occasion with opportunity after opportunity presented to them, either saying nothing or saying something that just really kind of misses the point.
Right. Let me ask you this, Mary, because Anthony and I talk a lot about this. I talk about this with my friends all the time. I think part of the problem is we don't have a leader opposed to Bush. I mean, people talk a lot about Obama, and I think, you know, a lot of people say he's not ready yet, but where are our stars? I mean, who do we have? If they run Hagel, if they run Giuliani, if they run McCain, how are we going to convince the middle of America that we have someone to counter that? I mean, when you look across the political landscape, Mary, who jumps out to you? Who connects with you?
You know, I hate to say, but lately it almost seems as if we have to kind of take a step back and look at Al Gore. He seems to be a little bit more visible lately. I know he's been very involved and responsive to the needs in New Orleans. I look at someone like Biden, and he makes my flesh crawl. Hillary, I really...
Why does Biden make your flesh crawl? I mean, I'm interested to hear about that, because he's often talked about as a leading contender, and if not Hillary...
I know, and I try to look at all of them as I see them appear on any of the talk shows as the potential leader. Biden just, I feel like... What totally turned me off to Biden, if I had respected him in the past, was going through the hearings with Gonzalez and
right.
You know, that whole gang. And, you know, when he ever said, you know, I like you, I really, you're the real deal to Gonzalez.
He lost it for you, right?
Yeah.
No, I think you're right, Mary. I think a lot of people agree with you, and I think that's the problem right now is we're searching for a quarterback. I mean, this is wartime, and we need somebody who kicks butt. And I think that's what a lot of people in America look to, whether you like it or not. People view Bush as a guy who's forward-leaning, a guy who takes action. And I think until the Democrats come up with someone to counter that, someone with strength, someone who projects confidence on national security, someone who can keep us safer, someone who we trust at the reins, until the Democrats come up with somebody like that, I think they're spinning their wheels. And I think they're facing a really, really tough challenge in not only 06, but especially in 08. Anthony, what's your take, man?
Yeah, what about a guy like Paul Hackett? I mean, I saw him on the only time I really got a good look at him was on Bill Maher. And, I mean, that's the guy I'd like to have a beer with.
You know, no, I agree.
Everyone always says about Bush. What about him?
Let me tell folks, if you don't know who Paul Hackett is, he was an Iraq vet who ran in a congressional district in Ohio. There was a special election a few months ago, and in a district that went something like 60 to 70% for Bush in the presidential, he lost by 2 percentage points. And Hackett was really one of the first Iraq veterans to step out in front and challenge Bush. I mean, I'm a little bit biased here. I talk to these guys all the time, and I think they're one of the only hopes that the Democrats have in 06. Guys like Hackett who've been there, they have credibility. They know what the heck they're talking about on military issues, and they can turn and look at Bush and go, you know what, man, I don't trust you with our military. You're not making us safer. And I think until they start to really gain credibility, they need people with credibility. Nancy Pelosi can't be our voice on national defense issues. She doesn't know what the heck she's talking about. We're going to talk to two guys tomorrow, Max Cleland and Jesse Ventura. They've been there. They've done that. They've got credibility. And I think you're right, Anthony. We need to get more of these guys like Hackett who've been there, because they need to not only just stand in front of the guns, but take them away from them and say, we know how to use them more responsibly than you do.
Yeah, we need mavericks, and we need guys, you know, who have a sense of self-confidence. I actually had a really incredible experience to be able to, opportunity actually to hang out with Al Gore one time. Spent a couple hours talking to him about his new TV channel. And he's the nicest, funniest
yep.
guy you will ever meet, but he just doesn't move you.
You know, I saw him speak on global warming in New York a couple of months ago, and I was surprised with how down-to-earth he seemed. It was like some kind of mysterious vocal handcuffs came off the guy. All of a sudden, he was talking honestly. All of a sudden, I felt like he was connecting people, and I felt like, where the hell was this guy when we needed him in 2000? He could have really pushed the envelope if he just connected with people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I felt when I met him in 2001. It was weird. It was almost like he was trapped in this hyper-self-conscious, you know, persona that he was finally able to bust out of. But now, you know, he's working for Google, and he's not the future of this party, and neither is Hillary Clinton. She's a train wreck waiting to happen.
I agree. We're going to go to Doug on the phone lines now, who's upset with Biden. He's on line 3. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Go for it.
Welcome aboard, Paul.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate it. We're trying, man. The training wheels are coming off real fast.
I'm bad at that, too, man. I'm 61, Vietnam.
Cool.
You know, the euphemism "silver bullet." You know, that's not the thing either. The Democrats, like I mentioned earlier to the gentleman on the phone, bite turns my stomach. I figure you're either complicit with this administration or you're complacent, and if you're complacent, therefore you are complicit. I care hardly. The only person I have any high esteem for right now is John Conyers. He's a wonderful man. He's doing great things.
You think? I mean, could we run Conyers against John McCain? Can you run Conyers against Chuck Hagel?
You know, I don't know about running, but you mentioned Obama, and yeah, I realize he's young. But my read on him, I haven't researched him real heavy. I don't know who he dated in the third grade or anything,
right.
But he seems, and what we need right now is somebody with decency.
Yep.
Common decency, along with the intellect. The guy we got right now can't articulate a sentence, you know?
Yep. No.
And to cure this thing, you know, we lost, kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. About the lies in Vietnam, that was all lies. And we lost 58,000. And if we, I don't want to put this off anymore. But if we had someone with common decency, which we don't have right now, just to stand up and say, hey, I'm sorry, I used to be a megalomaniac, I was wrong.
Right, right. I think you're exactly right, man. That's the point. We need people to step up and say, you know what, I was fooled by the president. I was wrong. I was wrong, and now I want to take the right course. And I'll tell you what Obama had. I saw him at the convention. We were in the inside with some other Iraq vets, and he had the mojo, man. I mean, that's what really struck me. I met him one day on the streets of D.C., and he has this aura. I mean, he has the mojo, the cool factor, whatever you want to call it. Clinton had it, and even if you don't like him, for some people, Bush has got it. And I think we need a guy who can make people feel like they are in the light of something greater. And he's got to have that mojo that can really inspire people. Right after Bush lost, I had two interns working in my office. And when Bush won, rather, I wish he lost. But when the night Bush won, the next day everybody was bummed out. And the only thing that cheered everybody up was two kids in my office walked in with an Obama in 08 shirt on. And that got everybody smiling. It gave us hope. And I think that's what we need right now. What do you think, Ant?
Yeah, I mean, he raised the hair on your arms, unlike anyone since, you know, I don't know who. You know, look back at the pantheon of losers that the Democrats have. Mike Dukakis. I mean, what's going on?
Right, right. Well, one thing, we appreciate the caller, man. I think that was a great call. When we come back after the next break, we're going to have Anthony and some live audio from down in New Orleans. We're going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to want your call. Stick around. This is Paul Rykoff in New York, Anthony LaPay down in New Orleans area, filling in for Mike Malloy. Stick around. A lot more to come.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
THVitamins.com announces a new cutting-edge weight loss breakthrough. Lumitol AC. Appetite control with thermogenic fat burning and an immediate source of energy. That's our promise. The ingredients are 7-keto, green tea concentrate, caffeine, citrus aranthium, and Slimaluma, an Indian plant that out-hoodias hoodia. So you burn fat and get energy without having to fight hunger. A perfect weight loss formula that really works. Start sculpting your new body today with TH Vitamins Buy 2, Get 1 Free Special. It's guaranteed, so you have nothing to lose but your fat. Order online from thvitamins.com or call 1-800-283-2833. That's thvitamins.com or 1-800-283-2833. And while you're at it, check out thvitamins.com's website for big savings on all your health needs. thvitamins.com. We make good health affordable.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio, filling in for the great Mike Malloy. We appreciate it, Big Mike. Thanks for giving us a shot here. I'm live in New York City. Anthony is in Louisiana, just outside of New Orleans. And throughout the week, Anthony's been down there gathering audio. And, Anthony, I want to play a clip that we got from down there that you sent to us. You know, you're down there trying to dig into this and really get what the mainstream media is not. And you had this great clip, and I'm going to play it now. This is audio from Anthony LaPay in Louisiana.
I'm Les Falgu. I live in Chalmette, retired river pilot. Born and raised in Chalmette, son. Born in 1937. I lost everything. House they had in my father-in-law's car in the driveway, they can't find out. It most probably drifted off. And as of yesterday, I think, Jill, when we looked on the computer, they had 3 feet of water and my neighborhood in my house. So my house is ruined. I have nothing. They'll have to, I imagine they'll have to bulldoze it down because of the odor. I have nothing. Clothes, everything. You can't point fingers in this situation. Nope. You just got to sit down and get organized and get this job done. That's it, man.
That's a resident of the New Orleans area, and he hits it right on the head. Anthony, give us some more info about that clip, man. What was the story there?
Yeah, well, that guy's just, you know, one of these classic Cajun characters down here. I mean, it's a whole different world. A lot of people who, if you haven't been down in New Orleans or down in Louisiana, it's a really different culture in a lot of ways than the rest of America. He was a gentleman we met on our way in at these hotels where basically people have set up these almost mini little communities with all their pets and extended families, and you know they're just living it out, trying to figure out what to do next. And I was actually ironically down here with another war correspondent, a guy named Gert von Langendonk, and he pointed out that, you know, really the only comparison you can make to this is Rwanda in 94. Of course, it's not a genocide, but to have this many displaced people inside a country, like, it's really unprecedented.
So it brings me to another point, Anthony, and we're talking to Anthony LaPay live in New Orleans area covering the hurricane. One thing I'm curious about is we don't get much international coverage in America unless you really dig for it. Can you give us a sense of what it's like down there as far as international media coverage? How extensive is it? How many foreign correspondents do you see down there? I mean, the fact that Christiane Amanpour is down there means that this is a global story. And I think, you know, she's covered all these sites and compares them to this, you know, Rwanda and different parts of Africa and Bosnia. What's the international coverage like down there?
Well, you know, there's so much press down there, all in this one corridor, all staying in these air-conditioned RVs. You know, it's very similar to Baghdad. You know, you have to have them all in this, you know, safe green area, green zone, or in the Palestine or Sheraton hotels, you know, protected by, you know, bomb barriers and soldiers. But, you know, what I tried to do was get out into the areas where there aren't any media. I went down to Algiers, which is a neighborhood south of the city, or it's in the city, but it's south of the Mississippi River. And there's, you know, not a lot of press out there. This area wasn't really even hit by the hurricane too hard. It wasn't flooded. Most of the buildings are still standing. But the whole place fell apart. There was looting. There was almost a race riot broke out. There was still a dead body in the street right next to a community center where they had health care going on, not right now, but before the hurricane. It was just been sitting there for 13 days.
What is taking them so long to get these bodies out of there? I can't understand. I know the military. I was never trained in how to dispose of bodies, really. I mean, on the battlefield, in theory, all you do is dig a hole and put them in there or leave them behind. But who is supposed to take care of these bodies? What the heck is taking so long?
It's just a, you know, the priorities. You know, you have right across this bridge, the Crescent City Bridge, the same bridge that they wouldn't allow these people to escape out of. There are literally thousands of armed men roaming the streets, including mercenaries from Blackwater, which
surprise, surprise.
Yeah, a lot of listeners may know Blackwater. They're a major mercenary firm that is working on the ground in Iraq. They're the guys who were killed in Fallujah and hung from a bridge who set off that huge offensive in 2004. And, you know, to the Iraqi people, they are probably, you know, ten times more hated than the American military. But those guys are on the ground. I saw one of them, and he told me, yeah, they're just, you know, wandering the streets with automatic weapons, working for rich people, protecting their dogs and cats.
Man, we're going to get more into this at the top of the next hour. When we come back, I want folks to hear another piece of audio that Anthony got from a woman talking about Bush in New Orleans. We've got that on tape. More from Anthony LaPay down in Louisiana. I'm Paul Rykoff, live in New York, filling in for Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over the counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Hurricane Katrina has claimed hundreds of lives and millions of Americans have suffered greatly because of this natural disaster. Thousands of people have already been evacuated, but there are many more in need of aid. To find out how you can help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, contact the Red Cross online at redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP-NOW. Even the smallest donation can make a difference. So call 1-800-HELP-NOW or click on the Red Cross icon at airamericaradio.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush said recovery is on the way as he made another tour of the storm-ravaged Gulf Coast on Monday. Bush renewed his pledge to work closely with local officials in coordinating the relief effort during his visit to New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi. And he said work needs to be done on working out the relationship between the federal, local, and state governments.
The reason why it's important for us to figure that out at a national level is that if a major event were to come, another major event, we want to make sure that there's appropriate relationship between the state and local government.
And federal, state, and local agencies are working with hurricane evacuees to find homes and employment in Texas. Correspondent Amber Brown reports that many evacuees are grateful for the help.
Most Hurricane Katrina evacuees living in Texas evacuation shelters are thankful that they have a roof over their heads and food to eat. Evacuee Anthony Washington came from the New Orleans Convention Center and says he is happy to be in Fort Worth, Texas.
People have been real nice to me, very comfortable, better than the situation I came out of. It's every man for himself with survival. There's a lot of people were starving, had babies dying, old people die.
Many evacuees like Washington have started job searches in Texas and plan to start their new lives there. Although they don't know what the future holds for them, the evacuees say they are happy to be out of New Orleans in a place that's safe. Amber Brown, Dallas.
Judge John Roberts said he has no agenda, no platform, as hearings for his nomination for Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court got underway Monday. Roberts told the Senate Judiciary Committee that judges and justices are servants of the law, not the other way around.
Judges are not politicians who can promise to do certain things in exchange for votes. I have no agenda, but I do have a commitment. If I am confirmed, I will confront every case with an open mind.
Lawmakers used the first day of hearings to discuss how Roberts will be questioned. About 2 million people were affected by Monday's massive power outage in the Los Angeles area. A spokeswoman for the city's Department of Water and Power blamed the outage on a utility worker who overloaded an electrical circuit. Officials say elevators were stalled in the high-rise district of L.A., and many workers were stranded outside their buildings after being caught by the power loss during their lunch break. Fire Department spokesman Lou Rupoli says elevators have controls where people can get out.
The elevators will actually reset themselves even though they have a loss of power, and they go down to the ground floor with the elevator doors that open up, so most people can get out.
Outages were reported across downtown Los Angeles, Koreatown, North Hollywood, Burbank, and the San Fernando Valley. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay back filling in for Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. We are going to talk a little bit about more about what's going on in New Orleans in this hour. Just to recap, I am Paul Rykoff. I run a group called Operation Truth. You can check him out, operationtruth.org. My partner in crime, Anthony LaPay, runs GNN, Guerrilla News Network, GNN.TV. Check him out online. Tomorrow we're going to have some exciting guests on. We're going to have former Minister of Parliament, or Member of Parliament, George Galloway, is going to be on here to talk about Iraq. Governor Jesse Ventura, former Navy SEAL and governor from Minnesota, and Senator Max Cleland, Iraq war vet and vocal critic of what's going on in Iraq, is going to be kicking off tomorrow. So stick around for that. Wanted to go talk to Anthony about a story that he heard about in New Orleans. Want to find out about this sex story. Anthony, you down there? You got a weird story about some sex stuff going on down there.
Well, you know, like everything, life goes on.
Can you hear me, Anthony?
Yep, right, I'm right here, Paul.
Go for it, man.
You know, like everything, life goes on. And we went in the hotel we're staying at tonight, which is outside of New Orleans, filled with people who escaped. We met a girl smoking a blunt by the pool who told me that there were girls, you know, having sex for money behind the hotel. I don't know whether it was desperation or what this is what these girls do, but you know, it's a pretty chaotic scene down here. You know, people are doing everything they can just to get by.
Weird, man. Sorry, I was a little flustered. They were having some technical issues with my headset. I am totally new to this. Zach behind the board is probably the only guy at Air America younger than me and younger than Anthony. He looks like he's about 18. And the two of us are trying to work through the kinks, and we appreciate folks' patience out there. Folks, is that really a word? We appreciate your patience. And we want to go more to stuff about New Orleans. We're going to go to an audio clip that Anthony picked up from a lady down in the flooded area. And then we're going to talk about a four-letter word that people don't want to discuss right now, race. And we're going to go to that clip right now. Check it out. We got that clip, Zach?
I can set this up.
Yeah, set that up, man. Was there a concert going on down there?
Yeah, you know, I brought my turntables down there. We were having a little all-night rave. I was down in Algiers, which actually is a neighborhood that didn't really get flooded. But really it's been ignored. FEMA just got there in the last couple of days. These people basically have been surviving with the help of grassroots activists like Malik Rahim and others who are really just filling in the gaps where, you know, you have all these FEMA people and the Red Cross and a lot of other areas, but there's a lot of areas in New Orleans that the federal authorities are just not helping out. Ironically, you know, Rahim is a former Black Panther. He told me if it wasn't for the U.S. military, there would have been a race riot down there because
Are you serious?
It's gotten so bad. This is a former Black Panther praising the 82nd Airborne.
I think we got this clip now, man. Zach, we ready to go on this, man? All right, we're going to hit this clip off. This is some audio from New Orleans Anthony got today or yesterday.
I don't think, you know, it's just Black people. If they are mad at George Bush, he's white, Mexican, Hispanic, you know, everybody in New Orleans. I mean, if that's the case, he's not focused on New Orleans, but he claims to love New Orleans. You know, if that's the case, well, show us some love. Come to the places where the real people are. You know, don't go to the places where, you know, everything all ritzy up. Come to, you know, we're the real people here. You know, we're the ones that make up New Orleans, you know. So, I mean, everybody has a, you know, has a place, you know. But if he want to talk to real people, he should come in our neighborhood and see. There's plenty of armed forces. Nobody's trying to hurt him. You know.
Yeah, that's some more live audio from New Orleans from Anthony LaPay, who's been down there for the last couple of days. And that lady's talking about the issue of race that the president wants to dodge right now, and also the issue of connectivity. I mean, does this guy really know what's going on the ground? We know he doesn't know what's going on the ground in Iraq, but let's hear from you. If you think you want to riff off on this, go for it. Let us know what you're thinking about race, about Bush's response, and about what, you know, his lack of connectivity, what's happening in Iraq. The number is 866-303-2270. And right now we're going to go to line 3 and talk to Greg in Washington. Go ahead, Greg.
Good evening and good show tonight.
Thanks, man. We're trying our best. Hang with us.
You're doing real good. You deserve your own show. You're doing real good. I'm calling on Tucker's side. First, like to get it out.
Sorry, Greg. We're having a hard time getting a connection with him. And try to call back, brother, if you can get on the lines. I think we're going to go to Joy on line 4 in Santa Cruz, California. Go ahead, Joy.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Anthony. You guys are doing great. I hope you are on a lot more.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really am enjoying it. You had a really good opening. Just to have the energy.
We're trying, man. It's late at night. People are driving. People are working. People are doing stuff. We're trying to crank it up a little bit, bringing a new energy there.
You got it. You have it, I think. I'm calling for two different reasons. One, the racism is just astonishing down there. I thought I lived in the 21st century, and to see this blatant racism coming out amongst the people in the South and our administration is just mind-blowing. And I don't know what we're going to do to fix this situation, but that's not the America that I grew up in. We were overcoming that. And now it's just all out there again now that there's a disaster. And I don't understand it, but that was one comment. The other comment is under what legal authority are these hired killers walking the streets of New Orleans?
I think that's a great question. Hold on with us, Joy. Anthony, you know, what do you think about that? Have they given you any kind of rationale? What kind of legal authority these people have? We know contractors answer to a totally different chain of command in Iraq. There are over 40,000 of them in Iraq right now. They make up the second largest force. Is that what we're going to look at in New Orleans in a little while, or what, man?
Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of different answers to that question. A photographer I was working with down here, Jake Applebaum, asked a Blackwater guy when I was with them whether they were deputized, for instance. You know, they're walking around with these really kind of official-looking badges on their vests. And first one guy said, yeah, we're deputized, and another guy said, oh, actually, we're not. Jeremy Shahill from Democracy Now! Reported yesterday that they actually are under, despite their denials, they are under contract from Homeland Security. I talked to a Blackwater guy who was gunning to go to Iraq, well, you know, where the real action was, and he said that they were actually just working for private individuals who, you know, owned rich, you know, owned big houses there in downtown New Orleans area, and they were just doing private security for them. So I think they're doing a lot of different roles. We also saw them guarding what looked like, you know, businesses in the downtown area. And when we also saw some other guys walking around with what looked like a couple looking for a cat. They were walking around with the empty, you know, animal bag, and it looks like they were doing security for them as they walked around looking for their cat, which is just absurd. There, I mean, there's so many guns down there. It's like the safest place on the planet.
Well, when we talk about race, you got to remind yourself, or you remember that Bush on Monday denied race was a factor here. He says no, it's not a factor. And then obviously Kanye West, the rapper who's got a new CD out and is very influential, said, look, George Bush doesn't like black people. George Bush hates black people, something to that extent. And it got everybody crazy. Everybody went after Kanye on the right. I saw Bill O'Reilly ripping into Kanye. You know what? Kanye was saying what he thinks, and I wish more musicians honestly said what they think. And when you get down to it, let's look at the numbers. The 2000 census says that African Americans make up about 12% of the population. In New Orleans, 68%. 68% in New Orleans. So you got to talk about race. If you don't talk about it, you're just glossing over the reality that when you look on TV, you don't see very many white faces. You see a lot of black faces. And if you don't talk about that issue, you are denying the reality on the ground. I mean, Anthony, how many white people do you run into down there who've been displaced?
Yeah, well, the displaced ones, we see them in the hotels out here, you know, or in other places. But the people who got left behind were the black people. And we had a caller earlier tonight who was talking about, you know, worried about her old neighborhood, the Ninth Ward, being razed and cleared. Listen to this quote from, this is a Republican congressman from Louisiana, and was quoted on Monday saying, "We finally cleaned up public housing in New Orleans. We couldn't do it, but God did it."
God did it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I mean, well, what's been the reaction? I mean, what's the deal with Baker now?
I don't know. He denied that he said it. The Wall Street Journal stands by it, and if, you know, it's one of these guys that mouths off and they try to wiggle out of it. But the fact is, the people who, you know, bore the brunt of this storm and got very little services, and the people who were left behind, like Shante Hines, that was a woman you heard before.
Right.
She didn't want it. She stayed in Algiers because she didn't want to leave, because she didn't want to end up being sent willy-nilly at FEMA's whim to a camp in Tennessee, and her kid, you know, being sent to Utah, and, you know, have her, you know, leaving her house behind and everything that she has, which she said wasn't much. But she didn't want to, you know, take that chance, so she stayed behind. And if it was only because people like Malik Rahim and other grassroots activists who, you know, came through and helped her, help people like her out with medical services, they set up an ad hoc medical clinic down there to help people out without any help from the Red Cross or FEMA or anybody else.
It's ridiculous.
Really been helping them, or the U.S. military, ironically.
Strange, right? Strange.
Yep.
Well, we want to continue to talk about race, and when we come back after the next break, we're going to have Air America's Rachel Maddow. She's going to be on here. She's kind of my mentor in radio, one of the first folks to give me a chance and give Anthony a chance. And she's always got something to say, and she's always up around this time. And she's going to be here to talk with us and maybe take some of the calls. Air America Radio, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay live.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff in New York and Anthony LaPay in Houston.
Tons of guns bringing nothing but death. Tons of guns are in the streets nowadays. It's big money and you know crime pays. Check your nearest overpopulated gang.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LePay back on Air America Radio, filling in for Mike Malloy. When we left the break, we were talking a bit about race. One of the things Anthony and I want to do, just to shift gears for a second, is to bring you some new music. So what you listened to there coming out of the break was the Laura Thomas Band. Check them out online, laurathomasband.com. She's got a great song called Blind Trinity, talking about Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Bush. It's a great criticism. They're going to be live in New York on Friday night at the Cutting Room. Again, check them out, laurathomasband.com. But we were talking about race before we left, and we want to continue on that topic. Anthony, do you have something you want to add before we go to the calls?
Oh, just that, you know, tomorrow on the show, I'm going to try to put together a larger report to hear some of the activists that I've been talking to in the last couple of days. It's been an intense couple of days. Operating here has been harder in many ways than operating in Baghdad.
Explain why, man. That's really interesting.
Well, there's checkpoints everywhere. You can't. We've had this surreal experience because we're working. We were reporting on some African American activists in the Algiers section of New Orleans, and they can't move from where they are because there's checkpoints. So we could move, and it just had this weird apartheid-like feel. You know, as white journalists, we could move freely wherever we wanted because we had a little press pass. And these people whose city it is can't go to the Walmart across town so they can bring in supplies. Another incident happened, which I reported on my blog. You can read this at anthony.gnn.tv. A registered nurse who has been working with the Red Cross was trying to bring some supplies, $25,000 worth of supplies, down to Algiers to a medical clinic they were setting up there for the people, and he was had his stuff confiscated by the military police under the orders of the Red Cross, according to this activist. And he was detained for 11 hours and then had all of his stuff confiscated. The Red Cross, I tried to get a comment from them. They never got back to me. There's things like this going on that you just don't hear about in the mainstream media. And there's holes. There's huge holes in the relief efforts there. And there's a lot of great grassroots activists who are making it happen. I'd like to point everyone to a very cool group that I'm going to talk. You're going to hear from on tomorrow night's show called GetYourActOn.com. They're a group of local Green Party activists in New Orleans who are trying to take back their neighborhoods, help the people who stayed behind, make sure that they don't get bulldozed, and people like the Representative Baker doesn't come in and raise their houses and build mini malls.
Great. And we're going to look forward to that again. Anthony's going to have some more stuff out of New Orleans tomorrow. We're going to be filling in again tomorrow night for Mike Malloy. We'll have Governor Jesse Ventura, Max Cleland, Galloway will be here, former Minister of Parliament, a member of Parliament from Great Britain, George Galloway will be here. But now we're going to go to your calls and talk some more about race. We want to go to TJ in Florida, who wants to talk a bit about Kanye West. Go for it, TJ.
First of all, I like your style. You got a nice voice and you sound good on the radio.
Thanks, man. So do you. Go for it, man. What do you got to say?
Well, with regards to Kanye West, I have some problems with Kanye West. First of all, he has a song called The Gold Digger. In that song, he gossips about different entertainers, African-American like Usher and others, and accuses this girl of sleeping with him. And in his lyrics, he says, "I'm not calling her a gold digger, but she don't sleep with a broke nigger." And all through the song, he uses the word nigger, a broke nigger. And he draws a contrast between wealthy African Americans versus what he called the broke nigger. This guy doesn't have credibility. At a fundraiser when he's supposed to be raising money for the victims, that should have been his first priority. That's what he was called there to do. He chose that moment to try to go out the bush and put politics ahead of people who are starving, who he can't identify with because he's a millionaire. And therefore, even Usher, a great entertainer himself, went on the radio and made it clear that young people should not listen to Kanye White. He told them to ignore him. Because the guy, this is not the time to be pointing fingers and fighting. That, they should be using that time to try to help the victims. So Kanye West, as far as I'm concerned, he's not a representative of African Americans. Gossiping about people in the song, using the word nigger, and, displaying an arrogant attitude is not beneficial to these people, these victims in New Orleans. As far as the governor, I think the governor should be brought up on charges. I think it's a disgrace how she refused to evacuate and follow the laws of the state of Louisiana and play in politics instead of going ahead and working with the federal government. She decided to become an obstruction to the federal government and her own admission. She admitted that she told through her FEMA department, the federal FEMA department, not to give food and water to these people because they would not want to leave the Superdome, they would become too comfortable and it would become a magnet to attract others to the dome.
All right. Well, TJ, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Anthony, you want to respond to his comments about Kanye? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, those are really great points, yep. Really important points to bring up. It's the classic argument of whether you speak truth to power when you have the chance or not. I have a lot of respect for West because he did the song about conflict diamonds, which has been a issue that I've looked into. People don't know about that. The diamond merchants of this world are some of the most evil, corrupt companies in the world, and they've been exploiting Africans for decades, if not centuries, over there. And he's one of the first rappers to finally step up and talk about the relationship between bling and blood. So that was tight.
Good stuff, man. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Rachel Maddow from the Rachel Maddow Show on. She's going to talk a little bit about John Roberts, testifying before Congress today, answering some tough questions. She's going to be with us, and your call is online.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay in Houston and Paul Rykoff in New York City.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Looking for a way to afford name-brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home? You get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can restore collagen with Hydraderm Beverly Hills. This patented fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-550-8266. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and flawless skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-550-8266. A free trial just for calling. Call 1-800-550-8266. That's 1-800-550-8266. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-550-8266.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy tonight. Thanks to Mike for giving us a shot. We are here in studio. We are blessed with the great mind of Air America and the ever-growing voice that is Rachel Maddow. You know her from the Rachel Maddow Show, and I don't think she ever sleeps. And believe it or not, she's here now getting ready for her show tomorrow morning, which you should definitely check out. And she's here tonight with us, Rachel.
Paul, nobody's ever used the word blessed and Rachel Maddow in the same sentence since I was since I had the whole baptism thing.
Wow, well, we will now.
All right,
we talk. I mean, if God can have been the cause of cleaning up New Orleans, we can say you're blessed.
Yeah.
We're blessed to be here. We're going to use God however we want. That's it.
So well, you guys are sounding good. It's good to be here. I'm really glad to hear you guys filling in for Mr. Malloy. It's nice for Mr. Malloy to give you a shot, but it's long overdue that you've been on our airwaves. So glad to have you here.
Thank you. You're very kind. We wanted to pull you in here, and I know your time is short, but we want to get you to talk about the Roberts hearings today. Mm. Give us an overview of what happened and let our listeners know what was important about what happened today and what they should be looking for in the future.
Well, what happened today was it's kind of like you go out for fireworks, you go out to the ball field, you go out, it's 4th of July, you're expecting this big thing, and there's like kind of a little shot here, a little Piccolo Pete, you know, like a little Roman candle. Here we go, and it's going a little faster, and it's going to get more excited, and then there's no finale. There's just nothing. No questions today.
Right.
So we had the opening statements from all the senators, which, you know, there was some interesting stuff in some of the opening statements. And then we had the opening statement from Roberts, which ended early. It's only 6.5 or 7 minutes. And then that was it. It ended mid-afternoon. They just called it. And tomorrow they will start the questioning, and the questioning should be more interesting. But really, it was the statements and stuff. And Roberts got up there. The thing that's the headline out of the hearing is that Roberts said, "I come to you with no agenda. I come to you. I want to be an umpire. I don't want to be a batter. I'm just a tabula rasa, just a generic smart guy with no ideological baggage." Completely disowning his entire legacy as an adult in the world,
right,
which has been as an ideological warrior for the conservative movement. So, you know, he just said basically, I don't have an agenda here. I'm just looking to play fair and keep everybody, you know, playing by the rules.
Is it a strategy move? Is he trying to say as little as possible today? And do you think he'll continue that throughout the hearing just because he doesn't want to show anything with regard to what he's got in his hands? He doesn't want to give away any kind of information that can be used as fodder. And he looks like a sure thing. I mean, he's basically saying, I got the votes I need. I don't have to answer anything.
He is trying to be all things to all people, and the way that he can continue to do that is just sit there like Pat Sajak with that little smirk on his face and think, oh, you know, people think that I'm a milquetoast looking guy, and hoping that we don't pay attention to the written record and what we know of his past. I mean, the two things that I'm really hoping that Democrats are going to make a big deal of, and Democrats may very well make a big deal of them. I'm not writing the Democrats off here. I don't think it's a sure thing. But the two things I think they ought to make a big deal of are, number one, why is it that we're not allowed to see your papers from the highest government post you ever held? You were the number two guy in the Solicitor General's office under Bush's dad, and we can't see those papers. No explanation why. We're just not allowed to see any of that. How come?
Well, no. Drill down. Are they gonna get to see those papers? Do they have a chance in hell of actually ever getting to the point where they make him, or there's some legislative action or something to get him to show those papers?
I don't know if they can force him procedurally to let those papers out, but politically, can they force it? Yeah. Democrats could take a stand on that and force it. And I think they are starting to take a stand. The other thing they need to be taking a stand on, and the thing that Roberts, it should have almost pushed him out of consideration as far as I'm concerned, is that Roberts should have recused himself from this case on war crimes tribunals at Guantanamo. He makes the ruling in favor of the Bush administration on this case the day that Bush has his last face-to-face interview with Roberts, 4 days before he nominates him. So he's like, hey, we're going to sit down at this meeting. You still interested in me? I'm going to give you a big tongue kiss in a couple of hours when my ruling comes out on the war crimes thing. So that's really going to make you like me, right? Well, thanks, Roberts. We know you're on our team, and we're real looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Rose Garden. I mean, that's how, as far as we know, that's how that conversation went. He should have recused himself. He didn't. That's a real ethical problem, and they should make a big deal out of it.
So, you know, it's interesting because today we were trying to find some good quotes. We were trying to find a couple things, and everybody kept saying, you know, he didn't really say much.
No.
There wasn't much to really go with.
Sports metaphors.
We've got one clip, and Zach, go ahead and play the clip from today. This is Roberts talking.
If I am confirmed, I will be vigilant to protect the independence and integrity of the Supreme Court, and I will work to ensure that it upholds the rule of law and safeguards those liberties that make this land one of endless possibilities for all Americans.
He's saying, if you make me a judge, I promise I will be a judge. That's basically what he's saying.
So give me your inside perception of this. Has there ever been, in your opinion, a conversation in the White House where Bush and Rove sat across from Roberts and said, how are you going to vote on abortion?
Yes.
And
absolutely. They would never, ever, ever let themselves be suitored again, ever.
And give us some background here about what actually happened when you say suitored again.
Well, because they appointed Souter, the Republican administration appointed Souter. Like Roberts, he didn't have much of a paper trail. Well, I shouldn't say that. Like they said about Roberts, Souter didn't have much of a paper trail, and they kept telling the conservatives, trust us, he's one of us. Trust us, he's a conservative. Trust us, he is. And they didn't have Souter on the record on a lot of the issues they wanted to have him on the record on. And it turns out that Souter's actually been kind of a sane guy. He's been kind of moderate. He's been kind of on the left in some cases. And so they don't want that to happen again. And that's the language that you'll hear they'll use when they talk about somebody like the torture guy, Alberto Gonzalez, that they'll say, like, oh, Gonzalez, he's not proven right-wing enough for us. Now, Roberts is proven right-wing. I mean, Roberts, we've got tens of thousands of pages of his work, both as a private lawyer and as a government lawyer, where he is a consistent ideological warrior for the conservative movement. That's what he's done. He's been wicked cocky about it. He's been consistent about it against civil rights. He's been against abortion. He's been against, I mean, all the things that you would expect to be those litmus test issues. We know that he's on the right about them. But they don't, you know, they're not going to let anything go by, not going to let anything get to the nomination place without confirming that stuff. So, of course, they've asked it.
So tomorrow, as the questions start, who can we look for to be a heavy hitter? Who's going to come in with the tough questions? Who's going to try to answer, get him to answer some of the questions or issues you're raising?
Well, I think that you can count on Feingold and Feinstein, which is easy to remember, eh? Feingold and Feinstein.
Right.
Actually asking some tough questions. I think the one to watch, though, is Leahy. Because Leahy's the senior Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. And Leahy is going to get to ask questions before the rest of them. And if Leahy comes out hard against Roberts, that gives you a sense of what the Democratic strategy is going to be. You know you're going to get some tough questions from Feinstein and Feingold. You just know you're going to. The question, I think Leahy is going to be the tell you which way they're tipping.
What about Spector? I mean, I saw him on Meet the Press this weekend, and he's a Republican from Pennsylvania who is pro-choice, right?
Like most Pennsylvania.
And they came after him. The GOP went after him and tried to cut his legs out from under him in his district for re-election. Do you think he's got an axe to grind? Is this an opportunity for Spector to throw one back at Bush for when Bush tried to get him?
No. Spector could have done that, and he's decided not to do it. Spector got in trouble with the conservatives when he said, I'm going to find it hard to confirm a Supreme Court justice who I know is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And so Tony Perkins and all the right-wing Christian conservatives that have the Democratic Party by the you-know-whats said, basically, all right, well, then we're going to get rid of Arlen Spector. Forget the whole cancer thing. Forget the whole seniority thing. Forget everything you've ever done for the Republican Party. If you are going to undermine us on abortion, there's no room for you in our party, and we are going to have you. We're going to have you out of here. And so, over the weekend, we had Spector come out and say, in his opening statement, which was released yesterday. They tipped their hand and released it on Sunday. Spector's opening statement, he said, I'm not going to ask you about Roe v. Wade. So Spector has to make all these promises to the religious right in order to keep his job, because they're the ones who are actually calling the shots in the Republican Party. And so Spector says he had come out already and said Roe v. Wade's going to be really important to me. That's going to make a difference in how I'm going to vote. And now, not so much. So he just caved. Specter had a chance to do the right thing and caved.
Bottom line here, are the Democrats taking a pass on this one and assuming they'll save their fight for the next one?
They better not. They might be. I mean, we'll know more tomorrow, but they better not be. I mean, Roberts is not the one to give up on. I tell you this.
Is there any way they can stop Roberts, really? I mean, right now, do you think they can stop Roberts?
They can only summon 8 votes in the Judiciary Committee, and there's 10 Republicans. So it's 10-8, even if all the Democrats vote unified against him. So whether or not they can stop him, that depends on persuading some Republicans to come across. That's going to be hard.
But then
there still has to be a vote in the Senate, right? And the more information they can get out about him, the more they can make the case about him, I think the better they're going to do.
And how does Katrina affect this? Does Katrina and the hurricane in New Orleans have an impact on what's going on right now? Is this also a convenient time for the Bush administration to throw Roberts out there and take the eyes away from Katrina?
Well, you know, what was interesting is that in the midst of the worst political aspects of the Katrina crisis, Rehnquist dies.
Right.
And so you get the second nomination coming up. And they could have thrown out at that point a second name right away. They could have said, all right, Priscilla Owen. Or all right, torture guy, Alberto Gonzalez. Or all right, Janice Rogers Brown, dear Christ. They could have thrown one of those names right out there in the middle of it. But they were so rocked back on their heels and so out of it, it didn't even occur to them at that time. So they elevate Roberts to the Chief Justice spot. I'll tell you how Democrats ought to connect Katrina and Roberts here. What they ought to do is say, listen, what we know from Roberts' record is that Roberts wants to neuter Congress. Roberts doesn't believe in the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause sounds like some boring legal thing that nobody cares about.
Right.
Commerce Clause basically says Congress is allowed to do stuff. The Commerce Clause says this is what Congress is allowed to do in the world. In the nation, this is what they're allowed to do in terms of federal regulation. He's not so sure about Congress having the right to make federal laws. So he wants to neuter Congress, and he wants to neuter the courts.
And that's what Specter expressed concern about. It sounded like he's concerned about that issue. Is he going to show any cojones and dig down on it?
No. Specter is gone. Specter was completely scared by the right-wing assault on him earlier this year, and Specter is a lost cause. Even though he is not the most Neanderthal of Republicans, he's just turned out to be a spineless wuss on this, and he's completely let down the country in terms of people who are looking for a moderate Republican voice.
What's next? Who do you think they're going to put up to replace O'Connor?
I think it's going to probably be, if I had to guess now, I would say that Priscilla Owen has a shot, Janice Rogers Brown has a shot, although not a great one, and Alberto Gonzalez is actually up there.
Is it going to be a woman?
Could be. He's getting a little pressure.
This drives me nuts. The idea that we could have a country where only one member of the Supreme Court is a woman.
Yeah.
As we're trying to talk about women's rights in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, it just reeks of stinking hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, as a woman, it's got to drive you nuts. As an American, it drives me nuts.
Right. That we're going to have a national debate around marriage and childbirth and women's health care and all this stuff that's on the top of the agenda here. We're going to have these discussions, and it's going to be 8 guys and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's going to be it. That's what we think is an appropriate forum. But yeah, I don't think they feel that much pressure to make it a woman. I think that if they put up a guy who's not white, that they'll think they've covered it.
Right.
Yeah, which is just, you know.
Rachel, awesome. Awesome to hear your thoughts. Thank you for coming in. I know you've got to run and go prep for your show, The Rachel Maddow Show, on Air America every morning, Air America's front page.
That's right. Paul, Anthony, you guys sound great. It's good to have you here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel. When we come back, we're going to ask you and the phone lines, what do you think about Roberts? What do you think about what Rachel just said? What do you think about the fact that Anthony is sniffing fumes behind a dumpster in New Orleans? Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy on Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
The new album from Dar Williams, My Better Self, in stores now. Stereotype magazine writes, Dar Williams may be the best female singer-songwriter in America today, and her latest album demonstrates why.
Every time you love just a little, take one step closer, solving the riddle.
My Better Self includes performances with Soul Live, Marshall Crenshaw, and Patty Larkin, as well as a duet with Annie DeFranco on an incredible version of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb.
Have become comfortably numb.
See Dar Williams on tour nationally this fall. Visit darwilliams.com for tour dates and music. My Better Self, the new album from Dar Williams. Available at Borders Books and Music.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
And it works, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Check out the show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows.
I'm looking forward to listening to you.
We gather important information so that you can read the news that really matters to you.
Spend every day gathering information.
Also, enjoy the audio highlights page featuring Air America comedy and exclusive web-only audio features.
It is vital to the future security of our country.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Now, live from New York City, here's Paul Rykoff.
Back on Air America Radio, Paul Rykoff live in New York City on the roof of 3 Park Avenue, high above Manhattan. Anthony LaPay, my co-host, my partner in crime, has been hanging around with us, backing me up, adding a lot of commentary from the area around New Orleans. Thanks for bearing with us tonight. We're forging ahead. We're trying to kick the wheels on this puppy that is Air America. And thanks for sticking around, staying with us, lighting up the phone lines. Thanks also to Rachel Maddow, who stuck around and gave us some real good insight on Roberts and the hearings today. We're going to go to your calls in a minute. Anthony, what do you got to say about the Roberts thing, and also just thoughts on tonight, man? We got the first one down. It's getting a little easier as we're getting into the third hour, huh?
Oh, I don't know about you, man. I got eaten by about 50 mosquitoes the size of eagles last night. I woke up about 7 in a pool of my own sweat and took a shower with a small bottle of drinking water. So, you know.
Strangely, I know what that feels like.
I'm hanging in. Yeah, but I guess so, man. It was a little, felt a little like an enlisted man. But, yeah, it was great, you know. Rachel is definitely the smartest chick around. I'm glad she's on our team. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, she's awesome. And I think that Rachel and me and Anthony would make an awesome triple tag team match against Bill O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, and Tucker Carlson, whoever, man. I mean, now that Anthony and I are here, we're going to start picking fights in a big way. I mean, real fights. Like this guy Glenn Beck, who's been trashing people recently, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. I think Sean Hannity's a real punk. And anytime he wants to fight me, fist fight, bare knuckles, and all the money goes to the hurricane victims, I'm ready to do it. Anthony, I know you're a peace guy, but will you fight just on this subject?
I'll take that guy Glenn Beck out. Tell the people what that jerk said.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give him the airtime. He's a right-wing nutcase, and I'm not even going to give him the airtime and let any more people know about him because you probably never heard of him. But one person we do want to hear from, I'm going to go to calls. We're going to go to the phone lines. Reese is standing by on line one in Memphis. Reese, how you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How you doing tonight?
Good, man. Go for it. What do you got?
If Senator Leahy just comes out and just shows some balls, man. I mean, I know we're going to lose probably and Roberts will get confirmed. But if he just comes out on a conflict of interest and how it relates or correlates with the time he's going to got asked to get the job. But then, you know, the point I wanted to made earlier, just come out and fight. I want to see the Democrats just fight. I mean, if we're going down, but we're going down without a fight. And I just want to see him balls to the wall, come out, bring up every damn thing he's ever done, and just blast him up against the wall. I know we're going to lose 10-8, and he'll probably go on to the full Senate. But just fight, damn it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, stop going down with both hands in your pockets. You know, Democrats, reach down and check and see if you got a pair, man. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a fight. I don't give a damn who wins. Just fight.
Awesome. Reese, great call, and I think you're right, man. That's what I want to see. I mean, that's part of why Anthony and I want to do a radio show. We're sick of these soft-spined, progressive people who are coming out and laying down and refuse to show strength and actually put their headbutt into the face of these nutcases who are trying to take our country over. Anthony, I mean, what do you think? Great call from that guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's why people like Howard Dean and Cindy Sheehan, you know, people have respect for them. You know, they can sleep at night.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. We're going to try to squeeze one more caller in. We're going to go to Jamie in Sacramento on line two. Jamie, you're up.
Hey, Paul, how's it going tonight?
Good, man,
hey,
good.
Hey, kudos to you and Anthony and Rachel. You doing a great job. Say, hey, tell America you need your own show. Okay?
Thanks, man. Well, for the next, you know, 30, 60 seconds, you got your own show, so go
all
for
right,
it, man.
Here, real quick, two things here. Number one, honestly, I don't believe that the Democrats are going to be able to put up a fight because they haven't put up a fight too much for the past 4 years, number one. Roberts will get confirmed, and it's nothing that anyone's going to be able to do anything about it. And no one's going to bring up the hard questions because I think it's all political because it's all tied to money and all the other things that they do that they need to make sure that they're elected. Because as far as I'm concerned, in order to be a senator, you have to be a millionaire. In order to be a millionaire, you know, the money trail. That's the way that game goes, number one. And number two, you had a caller on earlier about Mr. West, the
Cornell West,
the rapper.
Oh, Kanye West,
Kanye West.
Yep.
And, you know, I saw that. And my, you know, he said that he doesn't speak. But you know what? I think the guy was, I'm an old guy.
Yep.
In my mid-40s, and I don't do rap. You know, I listen to jazz. But you know what? When I saw that on MSNBC, when I was watching it, I felt that was from the bottom of his heart.
Yep, I think you're right, man.
He was truly disturbed of what he saw. You know what? What I saw is the same thing my father saw.
Yep, I think, I'm sorry to cut you off, man, but I think you're dead on. And finally we're getting some gusto. Finally we're getting some fury. And that's part of why we want a radio show, man. We want to give the anger back to the airwaves. We're not just going to sit here and play patty cake games. It's time to start butting heads and taking back what's ours. And Anthony and I have been trying to do that tonight. We want to thank you for hanging out with us here tonight and thank Mike Malloy and his team for getting us up and running here. Mike's back in his usual time slot on Wednesday. Anthony will be back tonight from Louisiana with more stuff in the Flood Zone. Our guest tomorrow night, mind-blowing lineup. Check it out. Senator Max Cleland, member of Parliament, British member of Parliament, George Galloway, and we're also going to have Jesse Ventura, the one-of-a-kind Jesse the Body Ventura will be here. So check it out tomorrow. Anthony and Paul, GNN.TV, OperationTruth.org. Check us out tomorrow night, and we'll bring the fury. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Gopher. He invoked terrorism in 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry. As long as you have an Orkin home protection.